Anonymous asks, having had a sexual relationship for 2 years and then no sexual contact for the last year and still have a strong relationship and discovering we are still happy after the year, is it necessary to become Shomer Negiah? If so, why? Because the contact has already taken place. This is similar to asking me a question. If you've been eating ham sandwiches for the last 2 years and you stopped eating for a while, is it necessary now to stop eating some other thing that's not kosher? The prohibition of physical contact with a woman who is not your wife under all circumstances, and even with your own wife when she is ritually impure because she is a Nida, is a Torah prohibition according to men, many, and at least a rabbinic prohibition. And that has nothing to do, per se, with whether you had a sexual relationship or not, as long as you're not married, and as long as she is not ritually permitted for you to live with her, and therefore, whether you had a sexual relationship or not, whether your relationship is strong and happy is irrelevant. It is prohibited to have physical contact, except with your wife when she is permitted, and therefore, since you have stopped doing the more serious sin of actually having relations, now it's time to stop doing the lesser sin also and to make your relationship one that is sanctioned by the Torah and hopefully one that will lead very soon to a proper marriage, Kedas Moshe of Israel, where then you will be able to live together as husband and wife in purity and holiness.